On my ordination day 7 years ago this day, Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Sillas, in his homily, instructed my classmate James Wilcox and myself that our priesthood is based on the profession of Saint Peter, but also based on what the Lord asks each and every one of us. Who do you say that I am? Peter and Paul were very different from each other in their personality, as well in their preaching style, as well at their mission field. Peter, hot-headed, but at times very passionate and committed to his faith. Paul, in the same way, a little bit more timid, but very zealous and very the adamant about the right teaching of faith. And at times, Peter and Paul clashed with each other, but both of them had the same passion and that love for the Lord. Peter died because of the profession of his faith. Paul died for the proclamation of the gospel. Both died because of their love for Christ, because they all have to answer in their own unique way, who is Christ to them. And St. Peter and St. Paul, the two foundations of the church, teach us that we can complement each other in our way of preaching, in our way of life, to bring people to Christ. Envy is one of the deadly sins that destroy the church deep from within. Envy makes us jealous and hate the gifts that God gives to others because we don't have them. And envy rips and divides the church deep from within because we put our own standards first instead of the standards of Christ. Envy is the lack of charity because we make ourselves the criterion and the center of all judgment. And the only way to overcome envy is to recognize the love of the Lord deep within each and every one of us. God endowed each and every one of us the gift of faith that are unique to the circumstance and to the particular call that we have been put in our state of life for the proclamation of the gospel. Only love unites us. And only the profession of our faith and the passionate proclamation of the gospel will help us overcome our envy and our human standards that we put above God's own teaching and his law. How can we offer the fruit and continue to embrace the fruit of the gospel that have been laid down by St. Peter and Paul? First, we have to be firm in our proclamation of faith. Be firm like the rock that had built St. Peter in professing that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is the never-changing truth, and only in the truth do we seek life and have life fully in him. But also, we have to be flexible like St. Paul, who through many different obstacles and many things that brought him down, shipwrecked, being threatened to be killed, and so many different hardships that he had to face. Yet in all those trials and suffering, Paul continued to be creative in preaching the gospel, in affirming the faith to all the communities that he had founded, or the early church communities that were struggling in their own faith. Peter and Paul remind us to be both deeply grounded in our love for Christ, but also be flexible in being open to the mission that Christ has given to us. So let us therefore, as we honor St. Peter and Paul today, we also follow their example, the courage that they have, as well as their passionate zeal to proclaim Christ at all costs, even if it means to lay down their lives so that Christ can live in them.